AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Prayers are being said for the victims of the movie theater shooting in Lafayette, Louisiana. At Our Lady of Fatima Church, Father Michael Russo talked about why God would allow such a tragedy.
Suffering gives birth to love. Sacrificial love. A type of love the world does not often understand, even to love the enemy.
The church is located not far from the movie theater. There is a memorial outside the church for the two people killed in the shooting. The gunman later took his own life. The Senate will be in session on a Sunday. Later today, the agenda includes an attempt to repeal President Obama's health care law and a revival of the Federal Export-Import Bank. Both have been included by Republicans in a must-pass highway bill. Iraqi officials say Iraqi forces have retaken Anbar University near Ramadi from the Islamic State group. In wrapping up his father's native country, Kenya, President Obama is calling on Kenya to tackle a tough issue, corruption. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
The president calls corruption an anchor weighing Africa down.
Corruption is tolerated because that's how things have always been done.
But he says Kenya will never become the economic powerhouse it should be until it puts an end to bribes, kickbacks, and the padded payroll.
Here in Kenya, it's time to change habits and decisively break that cycle.
What Obama did not mention in his speech at a sports arena is that President Uhuru Kenyatta, who was there watching, has just suspended four cabinet secretaries over corruption charges, or that many Kenyans doubt anything will come of it because previous probes have gone nowhere. Mark Smith with the president, Nairobi, Kenya.
A source tells the AP the government is going to fine Fiat Chrysler a record $105 million for violating safety laws. An announcement is expected tomorrow. This is AP Radio News. John Smoltz, Randy Johnson, Craig Biggio, and Pedro Martinez are being inducted today into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Randy Johnson is 6'10". Pedro Martinez is closer to 5'10". He says his height helped him pitch.
I was able to coordinate a little bit easier. My mechanics and also put it into use with my breaking stuff and all that, because I'm easier to balance on the mound.
John Smoltz is the first player who had Tommy John surgery on his shoulder to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The Tour de France is wrapping up in Paris, and Britain's Chris Froome is expected to win. Police are looking for a car that crashed through a barricade near the finish line. The AP's Elaine Ganley is in Paris.
Police officers fired shots at the occupants of the car who escaped.
Police in Paris say they don't suspect terrorism. The race, the Tour de France, was not affected. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.